Well, I mean, Gary's always been a guy that's prepared as if he's been a starter his whole career. So, I mean, it's just a credit to him, his work ethic, you know, his preparation, and just having the opportunity. And he certainly made the most of it.
Did you always know about his hands, or is that something that's the catches he's been able to make?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's been a couple catches that you really don't see very often that are certainly splash plays. But, he's always had good hands, consistent, reliable hands, and I think that's important certainly for that position because, you're constantly asked to make contested catches over the middle with people around you, whereas if you're outside on the perimeter, they're more just one-on-one balls. So, he certainly is a guy, and all the guys that play that position have to have good hands.
Are you noticing differences in coverage now that he's kind of emerged as one of these top pass catchers?
Yeah, I think, with anything, defenses have to choose if they're going to protect the inside of the field or the outside of the field, and I think that's the nice thing when you have a tight end that can control the middle of the field. You put the defense in a little bit of a bind, and some weeks they're going to take away the middle. You throw it outside. Other weeks they're going to take away the outside, and you get opportunities in the middle.
And just speaking for the position in general, it seems like there's guys like Gary and Gronk, where even though they know they're red zone targets and stuff like that, the teams have a tough time stopping. What makes tight ends around that area?
Well, I think anytime size is always a matchup issue. It may not necessarily be the speed, but it's the size and the body and. It's hard to go through those guys that are 250 pounds, and, Gronk's as good as it gets, So I think size has a lot to do with it. If you have ball skills and are able to high point the football and have an idea of how the coverage is going to play down there, you see that those opportunities can develop.
And what have you seen from – you had four guys on the active roster, but usually using Dre and Barnage primarily in the games and everything like that. What – are they playing more than you might have anticipated with snaps or anything like that, or how is that?
No, I mean, that's usually varies week to week by game plan. Some weeks you may need to have another guy up at this position because of the matchups, because of what the defense or offense that we're playing that week presents. So we're going to be a little bit more heavy in this coverage or in this personnel grouping. Injuries play a role in that. So I think that varies week to week. And what you try to do is get the guys up that week to give you the best opportunity to win the football game.
And what have you thought about them with the running game, how they've kind of been blocking and everything like that so far?
The tight ends?
Tight ends, yeah.
I mean, sure. I mean, we've, those guys have been doing this now in this run scheme for 2 years, and they've done a good job. They've been solid. They're going to go out there and get a hat on their guy and give great effort. And like anything, the guys on the other side of the field are professionals, and it's going to be a battle each week. In some blocks we're going to win, and other blocks we would like to be a little bit better on.
And just speaking in general, just seems like, I don't know the numbers, but the tight end production around the league is, it seems like at an all-time.